author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Of course, we got Steve Starrs riding shotgun with us tonight. Steve, how are you?
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Because they voted down the licenses to shoot down drones in Deer Trail, Colorado, Bob.
They did?
Yeah. Overwhelmingly. I thought, well, hey. You know, as they say down in Texas or in Deer Trail, well, hey. You know, we should have been able to have fun shooting down drones in a little town like Deer Trail. What do they got there? They started the rodeos years ago, and nobody really goes to the Deer Trail rodeo. Mm-hmm. People would have come from miles around to have a drone shooting contest. I mean, what's wrong with those people, man?
I was sadly
disappointed about that, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Steve, there's a lot of news going on, and joining us is Doug Owen from Blacklisted News, a geopolitical analyst and researcher and, well, news buff. We'll probably be blacklisted having had him on tonight, but that's okay. It won't be the first time and it won't be the last. Doug, welcome. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Bob. It's good to be with you.
So Doug's also in Texas, where RBN is based out of. And you guys aren't too far from Fort Hood, and I guess we should start by covering the elephant in the room. Lopez or Gonzalez or some Hispanic name is the identity that's now being presented to us as the shooter that was involved with today's shenanigans. Can you tell me anything more, Doug?
Well, I mean, what we know is that his name, according to the government, is Ivan Lopez. He's 34. We don't have a motive, but interestingly enough, we do have a narrative. On Monday, there was a Be on the Lookout put out by Fox News from a leaker inside of the government.
I saw that.
Yeah, the government was looking for a male by the codename Booker, and then they released his name. His name was Hassan, which is reminiscent of Major Nadal Hassan, who is the Fort Hood shooter, he's still around. He's not a major anymore. But nonetheless, so you have that, which, you know, is kind of odd. It seems like maybe the government or somebody, agencies inside of the government were looking for something. They knew something was happening. But at current, the latest is that we have 4 people dead, 14 people injured. It was an active shooter. They put the base on lockdown. And that this was a dispute between soldiers. Now, I've worked in Fort Hood. There's about 100,000 to 150,000 people that live in Fort Hood. And it is it's pretty gangster. And when you look at the people that are in the military, I mean, there's plenty of great people, just like in any place that you go. You go into a Walmart, there's a lot of really you know, crazy looking people there, but there's some pretty nice people, regular Joes. That's the way Killeen is at Fort Hood. So it's not outside of the realm because there are a lot of gang members. We know this. I mean, the LA Times did a big expose on it. I've seen it firsthand. Pretty gangster. So, you know, that's not outside of the realm, but the timing's very interesting. I mean, you have a lot of other things going on, and April itself is an interesting month. A lot of terrorist acts that are being celebrated. Just last year, the Boston bombing, which is going to trial, the Boston bomber. So that's an interesting story. They might get pushed kind of to the wayside. So there's a lot of interesting stuff happening with the story.
Mark Passio says it's the time period where it's the occult's sacrifice holidays. I forget the exact label he uses.
Yeah.
We see the bloodbath, yeah. We see these things come up almost like clockwork.
Oklahoma City, Waco, the Boston bombing, yep. A lot of stuff.
The Titanic being sunk.
Yep.
Abraham Lincoln being killed. I'm going way back now, jeez.
Yeah. You know, Doug, I was going to ask you a question, though. I heard news reports today that there were two shooters and then only one? I mean, is this kind of familiar with this kind of story?
How many times is that going to happen? Jeez.
Every time, it seems like. There were two shooters, they were saying, and now there's only one. Is that? Do you have any information?
You know, I didn't hear that. The initial report that I got was that they had a shooter and that he had already taken his life by the time I kind of hopped into the story. And I haven't been watching a lot of television or listening to news. I've been listening to a little news reports from Fox and some of the local media, but I haven't heard that. But it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, each and every time you have almost any incident, and not just, you know, false flags or other, you know, shenanigans or possible, you know, intelligence agency operations, botched jobs, distractions that are created by the state. But, you know, in almost any event, you do have a lot of people reporting. But I think it's important to note that Barack Obama said, you know, this is a fluid situation. So he's already come out and condemned this. And, you know, kind of facilitates this idea that we have these insider threats in the military. And so it's going to be interesting to see the angle that the mainstream media takes with this and how they, you know, opportunize on the event. And that's, you know, whether it's, you know, like, you know, maybe Steve's insinuating and you know, it's not beyond the pale that, you know, there might be more to this or that. You know, conveniently, there's some people missing from the story. I mean, that's what we had in Oklahoma City. You know, you had two shooters, then you have one shooter. I mean, there's countless examples. So, yeah, I mean, it does smack of that.
The first thing I heard from the commentary I heard on the radio was that, you know, the push to arm our soldiers at these bases is there. I mean, we heard this after the Fort Hood shooting, couple years ago now, and now we're hearing it again. Why weren't the soldiers armed? Why? And I was thinking, yeah, you know what? On the surface, that makes a lot of sense. We should arm these soldiers. They shouldn't have weapons on base and whatnot. But then I was starting to think maybe there was something more to that. Maybe there's this push to have armed troops on American soil. Am I stretching there? Is that thought at all cohesive in your mind, Doug?
Well, you know, when you look at these different, I think, incidents where you see the Marines disarmed when you have Donald Rumsfeld or the, I'm trying to think of his name now, one of the defense secretaries. Anyway.
Mineta.
Mineta recently, disarming these guys. I don't think that they want the military carrying around weapons necessarily. It's a huge liability, first and foremost, because, you know, there are people that are pretty unstable that find themselves in the military. It kind of engenders, I'd never met the level of criminality and criminals until I had gone to the Navy that kind of blew me away. We had, just a little anecdote. We had a guy that they ended up setting a woman's house on fire. And holding her hostage, it cooks on this ship that I was on in 1997. And, you know, you're like, wow, where's breakfast? Oh, these guys, you know, set some lady's house on fire. They're holding their hostage. And you're like, wow. So, I mean, not to you know, down people in the military, but there's this misconception I think a lot of people have about the military heroes. There are a lot of states that still turn, you know, possible criminals and others that they don't want to deal with to the military. So, yeah.
Right on.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take our first break of the night. Be sure to pull up blacklistednews.com. Our guest is Doug Owen from blacklistednews.com, and we will continue this conversation and open up the phone lines at some point tonight as well. It's the Bob Tuskin Show. Check out the website, bobtuskin.com. Got some new features there. We got a donate button. We got a podcast button and a newsletter button. So we got lots of great things going on.
The Bob Tuskin Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Obamacare is something the signers of the Declaration of Independence desired for all Americans.
According to Nancy Pelosi. tell me you're going to play it, Bob. Tell me you have the audio. You want to play it.
I don't want her voice on our airwaves. Jeez.
The things that come out of her mouth. People keep reelecting her. She's almost as bad as...
Feinstein?
Feinstein. Feinstein. She's a hell of a lady.
They're both from California, aren't they?
They are. I don't know if they're actually from there, but they both reign over the Californians. Their shadow is felt.
Well, how much longer do you think we'll have to listen to the news cycle devour this Fort Hood shooting story? You think it'll be mainstream news for the next week, or do you think they'll, you know, spit it out and chew it up and spit it out in the next couple of days? What do you think they'll make from all of it?
I think that if it doesn't meet muster, then it's probably organic and they'll only go so far with it, but they'll talk about guns. You know, this is going to be another issue that we're going to talk about, you know, taking the right of veterans. And, you know, this really does facilitate the psychological evaluations under Obamacare. Okay. It's not just forcing you to buy health coverage. It's forcing you to talk to your doctor. And he wants to know a lot more about you than he used to. And the government wants to, you know, profile you. And that's a great way to do it. And, you know, to swab your mouth at the same time. So, there's a lot there. People are pretty upset. I mean, but she's the same lady, that said we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what it is inside of it.
Yeah.
Her verbal faux pas are aplenty.
She read the bill though, right?
No.
No, she didn't.
She wanted to sign it into law first, Bob.
But she
didn't.
It's like
a present. It's like a surprise. Because you know everybody loves a present.
Yeah. That's what she thought it was. Well, it's kind of interesting, but, you know, as you brought it out, Doug, we did, Bob and I actually aired that warning broadcast from Fox News. I think it was Monday, Bob, when we were talking about
we
this.
Did.
Yeah, we were saying that they were tracking down somebody that they thought was going to create another sort of Fort Hood kind of event. Wasn't that the story, Bob? We actually played that.
I'm going to pull it up as you're talking about it, but yeah, we did. We covered that.
And I remember commenting on how, you know, inept the FBI is, because they never did, you know, actually dissolve and investigate the JFK assassination to the satisfaction of everybody. But, I mean, not to take up too much of that, but what was your take on that, Doug? I mean, obviously, to me, it would look like they were planning this a long time ago.
What, with JFK or this attack?
This recent one, you know, because they were suggesting this leak that got out through Fox News.
Here's the exact headline, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Military hunts one-time recruit planning Fort Hood-style jihad.
Right.
That was the headline published. Oh, wait a second. They say it was published April 1st now. Huh. But we read this on...
It was a Fox.
It came out Monday. Initially, they called him Booker, and then it went to Hassan. And they were looking for him. Be on the lookout for this recruit. So this is not the recruit, but that they had this going on, and that there was this, you know, this be on the lookout dropped into the system. It came on somebody's radar. Be really interesting to find out how they got that intel. You know, who gave it to them? Like, you know, the FBI. Was it the DIA or the Defense Intelligence Agency? I mean, how did they come to this? And usually, I mean, the MO over and over again is Facebook. You know, hey, I'm trying to recruit a bunch of jihad friends to go to Syria and fight along Al Qaeda guys. Anybody like that? Go ahead and thumb it up. So, that's the level of, brilliance that you're finding from some of these FBI patsies that we've had just in the last few months. a few white boy Al-Qaeda events. But yeah, I mean, going back to your point there, that, you know, this does smack of, you know, some kind of intelligence operation. I think that ultimately, you know, when we find out more about this and the motive, it's going to be more clear, and the response by the media. You know, how much of a backstory do they have? If it's a really good, you know, one that's somehow politically motivated, it would make a lot more sense. If this is, you know, a robbery, or, you know, some kind of gang stalking, or, you know, somebody owed somebody a lot of money, and that happens a lot. You have a lot of loan sharking that goes on in the military. I mean, if you look at Colleen, it's plagued with those payday loan places. So, you know, I think that that'll, you know, tell us more. But, you know, I do think that, like you said, Steve, it does reek.
Absolutely. You know, tying this thing together with Nancy Pelosi, remember Obama just made his big victory lap on Obamacare just last night. Now, of course, already the stories were beginning to spin. How real is this? And they're starting to do an investigation. Seems to me like they need an immediate distraction to get everybody's mind off of whether Obama lied again about his claims that Obamacare is a real big hit and is working very, very well. So they want to give him an opportunity to step up and say, you see, it worked. And then all of a sudden, a whole new story pops up, which is bigger than the missing Flight 370, which they just burned into the ground.
Right.
You know, no pun intended. But, you know, I think the plane was abducted. I think AWACS and Navy jets escorted it off to someplace. I don't think it's anywhere near Perth, Australia. But that's my opinion. The simple point is that they have just, you know what they've done with that story, Doug. They have just overwhelmingly burned it out. And they're still giving you stuff on that. But now they need, even the Chilean earthquake, which was very large, took a backstage to this whole Fort Hood thing. I think they had it planned. I think this is what they wanted to do to immediately change the attention away from Barack Obama's claims that Obamacare was doing really well, so he could say that really quickly and get off the set, and then they could go on about their business. It's just my guess.
Yeah, well, you know, and I don't think that you're wrong to think that, you know, and I think ultimately make my decision based on, you know, what happens in the future. But yeah, I mean, you know, as far as what they get out of it, it's a great media distraction either way. And it shows you that if this wasn't organic, they had something planned. Because, you know, it's very suspect to have this leak come out. And I think that maybe somebody was trying to stop whatever was going to happen, maybe trying to prevent this, because, you know, number one, if you wanted to look completely legitimate, you know, why would you put out these be on the lookouts just days before? But they were looking for somebody else. They were looking for, you know, outside threats rather than insider threats. So that could have been, you know, a way to throw off intelligence. By that line of thinking and that line of logic, that would be a great cover to get, you know, all of the Army, police, and others attentive to other areas, possibly, you know, where you have, recruiting stations, things of that liking, rather than somebody actually on a military base. But the fact that they said Fort Hood-style jihad, I mean, come on, you know. I think it's pretty suspect.
Definitely is. When we get back, I want to talk about the U.S. Marshals who shot an unarmed man in Albuquerque and then took away the cell phone cameras from the witnesses. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, so here's what happened in Albuquerque. They shot down an unarmed man. When I say they, I'm referring to U.S. Marshals. Shot him dead down, boom, 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 the guy's dead. And what do they do? Well, they seize cameras from various witnesses. But more citizens with cameras arrived on the scene as a group of U.S. Marshals stood around the victim, Gilberto Angelo Serrano. No relation to, well, I won't go there. Anyways, they were basically holding these guys accountable, and they didn't like that. But realizing they were outnumbered, the U.S. Marshals could only ask people to stand back, not bothering to try and stop them all from recording as they tried to wrap a bandage around the head of the man they had just shot, who was laying on the sidewalk, bleeding, until he died. What a way to go. It's like we see a story like this in the news, what, every day now? Every other day, maybe? What's the term that they've used for death by government, death by police? Didn't they come up with a term for that? You remember this?
Crappy. Unjust.
Too bad common. Yeah.
Yeah, too common.
It's pretty scary. So people in Albuquerque now are protesting, and they'll allow for this to happen, and there will be a little bit of a release valve from the protest, and then people will forget about it, and we'll hear about the next shooting.
Well, I mean, we had that this on the heels of that other shooting that happened, and wasn't that in Albuquerque as well? The headquarters was taken over because Anonymous put out a release. 300 people gathered outside. I'm sure you guys saw this. Last week, they went after this guy, James Boyd. He was a homeless man who had had some run-ins. Probably not the nicest guy in the world. Same thing with this other guy that these marshals shot. Not a great person when you look into the rest of the story, but not that you should shoot unarmed people. The fact that we're seeing more of it, Bob, is because we have more citizens' media. If it wasn't for all of those other people, these stories wouldn't be out there. And interestingly enough, I mean, you have this going on. And is this a coincidence? Do we just have rogue government, rogue officials just killing people willy-nilly, and we just haven't been paying attention in Albuquerque? Apparently, this is a ongoing thing. So I think that we're getting more of a view, a national and maybe even global view of what's happening in some of these police departments that are over-militarized, that are very informed on the technical way that they can kill people legally. And that's what they did with James Boyd. I mean, you could see by the insertion team that they had there, it was real easy. I mean, they said that he had a knife, but they ended up shooting this guy. I mean, he's a crazy old homeless dude. You don't have to shoot him. But they were more than willing to put the pressure to chase him down, and they mm-hmm. knew ultimately they were going to do this. I mean, they had a tactical dog, all to evict a guy from camping. You know, this is something that's a misdemeanor. That, you know, this isn't, you know, the Boston bomber or somebody else, wink, wink, that you're chasing. I mean, it's just a crazy homeless person. So something's happening in Albuquerque, and people are pretty upset about it. So, I mean, so much so that you have – the storming of the police department, people taking over. I mean, that's pretty unheard of. I mean, that's unprecedented in this country. I mean, when was the last time you had people taking over a police station because of, a video that people saw on the internet? Pretty crazy stuff.
Democide, by the way, is the word.
Democide. What's the definition?
Death by government.
Death by government. Okay. I like it.
Democide. Yep. So there you go.
Is it in the Urban Dictionary yet?
If it's not, it ought to be.
It needs a wiki page. For sure. Should get on that.
All right.
Stars.
So,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Steve, come on.
Steve, what are you doing? Come on.
Hey, I'm thinking about it. Your democide is a good one. I like SCAR events. State Crimes Against the Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody came up fancy. I had to whip up an acronym for us. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's been around. Somebody else came out with SCAD, State Crimes Against Democracy. But I think it's not really mm-hmm. democracy. It's the Republic.
No, Republic
SCAR
yes.
events. And 9/11, of course, is a SCAR event. And the Patriot Act. And these things follow in line with all that. It's just the fringe way out there.
We are definitely heavily scarred. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, David de Rothschild has the World Jewish Congress meeting in Paris right now.
The alternative media is just not going to cover this one, at least not a lot of people. People don't want to touch this. The World Jewish Congress, in and of itself, it's pretty racist.
How come I wasn't invited?
Well, there's only 49 members. I mean, so it's pretty exclusive, Bob, and you're pretty well known, but,
Only 49 Jews. I mean, come on now.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people here. I think what it really amounts to is money. You have to have a lot of money, because if you hang out and you hobnob at dinners with David de Rothschild, I mean, they're eating something beyond organic. Okay, this isn't some, Monsanto buffet like the Golden Corral here. This is primo stuff. I mean, this is the kind of place that if you have a Bentley, people are like, really? You got a Bentley? Really? So, you know, I mean. Oh, but boy. Anyway, nonetheless, it's pretty interesting to see the coverage of this. And we got an article at blacklistednews.com from Voltaire. And basically, they're big time Zionists. They want you know, the language sanitized. They are going after anybody that defames or dare calls out Israel. They have a bunch of protocols here that are in their Congress, their board, and their layout, their outline for the agenda this year. So this is one of those things that, you know, the media just doesn't want to touch because if you comment on their policy, to even comment on it puts you in a compromising position. Because if you're an objective writer and you don't want people seeing that you're an obvious, you know, you're obviously not going to veer from the toting line, then you can't even comment on this because, you know, you have to pretty much kind of nullify everything that's being said or any criticism if you hope to get too far in media itself. But, I mean, just their demeanor, the idea of having Jewish states and the like is pretty racist in and of itself. It's for a certain race. It's in the interest of a race. And
it's supremacist.
It's supremacist, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, not that, and it's organized and it's given a pass. It's just
and,
like,
and that's what I don't get about some of these white supremacists is that they hate the Jewish state of Israel. They hate it.
Right.
But yet they're all about their own white supremacy. And it's like, as far as I'm concerned, two wrongs definitely don't make a right.
The
Jewish state is just as racist and bigoted as the opposed white state that these people want to create. So,
I think that everybody's racist, but some people are supremacists. They believe that other races or they themselves are usually supremacists because something, you know, some book or something that they have read or some line of thinking, you know, kind of condones what they already believe, that they're superior. But, you know, so you find a lot of people that preach to that. We see McCain and the U.S. State Department, Victoria Nuland and the crew in Ukraine working with far-right nationalist neo-Nazi types when it's convenient, when it's a political fringe group. Same thing with Zbigniew Z-Big, Brzezinski. He had to, he told the Al-Qaeda fighters then that they were of God and that God was behind them and that, you know, these Wahhabists and other terrorists were going to see the promised land. So I don't think he really believes that. I just think that, you know, it's a great way to kind of, you know, justify what you're doing. You know, this is because, you know, what we're doing is morally okay because God's behind it or because it's for a greater idea. You know, same thing for the, you know, the Khalifa or, you know, whatever other caliphate, you know, whatever it is that you believe in.
Well, I'm a little bit upset I was not invited to the World Jewish Congress. I guess I'm not elite enough.
I don't know. I mean, they probably have a vote. It's noted that the Congress does not defend Jews, but it's actually the interest of the state of Israel. So that is basically their push.
Oh, that excludes me because I'm a Jew against Zionism. Oh, well.
Hey, well, all the Republicans are going to go see Adelson soon this week.
The Bob Justin Show.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
From Paris, where they're having David D. Rothschild's World Jewish Congress meeting, to Las Vegas, the Paris of Nevada, maybe, where
yeah,
the Republicans are meeting with their favorite philanthropist. Should I call him that? Maybe not.
Business media tycoon or casino tycoon?
Why don't we just call on the rich Jew, Sheldon Adelson, who shook up things a little bit in the last election anyways. He was a big Romney supporter. I guess he was probably hedging his bet on that. I'm sure he was, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, he picks losers. He knows how to run the dead pony. I think that he's made a lot of money, and people that have, $1 billion. This guy has 40, according to Forbes. So probably a little bit more money or less money than that. That's probably an overestimation. But let's say $30 billion. I mean, if you have your hand in the pocket of the president, you'll get something, at the end of the day. I mean, you're going to get some kind of concessions. So, I mean, he's a guy that invests just like any other, Fortune 500 company with millions and billions of dollars. They're going to invest in politicians. So he's all about, securing Israel. He's a Zionist. He has his agenda, and he wants people to at least pay him lip service. And that's what happened with Romney.
So what are they doing now in Las Vegas? What is it, CPAC? Or?
Yeah, well, he's got this – I don't know if it's CPAC. He just has his little meetings, and he gives money to – let's see, is it CPAC? Sheldon, he'll be in the news, but yeah, he's one of the big bad guys in the right wing, like the Koch brothers. He's a target for that, but he's somebody who's been very vocal, and his political agenda itself, is brash. And
he's the world's eighth richest person, supposedly.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I never buy that Forbes list. Okay, they say. They say the wealthiest man in the world is Bill Gates. I don't believe it.
Well, he just said, and this is from the 31st, that no Republican candidate's worth buying. Bribery, money laundering, Islamophobia. Those are the things that, he gets talked about, or the claims from Media Matters and others. But, I think we're seeing a lot of these neocons come back out of the woodwork. We were talking about this earlier, maybe, or I was talking about somebody. About, now we have Dick Cheney. He's resurrected. He's out pushing for war with Iran. Not a new drum, but he's banging it. Condoleezza Rice, her comments about the Ukraine and, tackling Russia. So it seems that a lot of the people that slithered out of the Bush regime are back at it and becoming, mouthpieces. Donald Rumsfeld. So, just pulling out these people, and they're all, on board. And that's because there's a lot of money in the politics. And Adelson is, a big player. He's got a lot of money. So when you have that kind of money, you're going to be able to at least, get high-level conversations going with anybody you want, pretty much. I mean, if he says, hey, come and meet me. I am Sheldon Adelson. People are like, well, this guy's really rich. I'm going to go meet with him. So
he's really scary looking. I'm looking at pictures of him.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. He's plastic surgery gone wrong over and over again.
Mm-hmm. What is he, like 200 years old now?
I don't know.
Jeez. Let's take a call. Let's talk to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Howdy, Bob and Steven and Doug.
Hey.
You got
I'm probably going to drop a bombshell tonight because I'm a little upset. I was going to be on a different subject. But the problem is in Israel and the States is there's too many dumb Jews, and there's too many dumb Americans. And let me explain that. There's a majority of dumb Jews that go along with their government and don't pay attention, and they're unknowledgeable. There is, in Israel, a minority of Jews that you never hear about, that are laying their life down for what they believe in and in greater danger than dumb Americans over here. And the majority of dumb Americans over here that go along with their government and remain stupid. And I will say this, and this is going to jar a lot of people because they think I'm anti-Christian, which I am not. The vast majority of Christians are aiding the Israeli government to slaughter the Palestinians through their damn ignorance. And I could go on here for a while, but that covers it for now. Unless you want to ask me a question.
Sounds pretty good. Go ahead.
Bob?
What happened?
Oh, come on. Yeah, well, I mean, no, to the caller's point here, I think that he's absolutely right. It's people that go along. They say that the most, I guess, dangerous people are moderates because they form that pillar, that centrist idea that what we're doing is somewhat okay and torture is somewhat acceptable and war for empire or for money, for leverage, for control is okay. And that those are the people that really lay down all morals, have no skin in the game, but are still very vocal. But yeah, I mean, when you look at Israel, I mean, they have a huge vocal minority of people that have become so indoctrinated into the state, into the mission of what they're doing, that they've turned away from, I think, most of their own scripture, and just like most, and are using this agenda, and using God as a great convenient excuse to kind of give it moral validity, and the same thing for the Americans. And, you know, the whole idea that you're going to have one state that is for Jewish people and claim that it's somehow equal to the Palestinians, it's just not going to work. You know, when you divide things and you try to separate people, it didn't work in this country. It hasn't worked for very long in any country and throughout history where you have these separations and these divides where you actually have some kind of cohesion. I mean, you look at the U.S.-Mexican border, perfect example of you know, differences in economics and socioeconomics and, you know, this whole money and drug war. And it's because of policy, it's because of U.S. policy that we have a danger zone that's more dangerous than Israel, than their borders right here in our own country, but we don't pay it half the mind that we do Israel. So I mean, it's, you know, it's very evident that these are, I think, at least in my opinion, very morally bankrupt ideas that, very rich people that make a lot of money and, you have a lot of power influence have, continued to perpetuate.
Absolutely. I'm in agreement with that because, you're talking about just like what Fred mentioned. I mean, you've got the moderates in between, Doug. The people who really are voting Republican can't stand in reality so much of what the Republican Party has done over the years, and little do they know or want to know. I mean, the Republicans attacked us on 9/11. They certainly did. George Bush and Dick Cheney. They covered it up. They covered it up. If they didn't, they weren't directly involved. We know they were. Come on.
Hour number two coming up in just seconds. We'll take more calls then. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial